First Peter chapter 1 is where I'd like to direct your attention today. First Peter chapter 1, if you have access to the Bible digitally or manually, you have a manual copy, go to First Peter chapter 1. Yes, indeed. And if you are physically able to stand without harm to yourself, stand with me as I read this passage today. See what I did for y'all? See, while they standing, you're going to slide and slip into their seat when they ain't going to even know it. You're going to be. First Peter chapter 1, and I am going to read verses 3, 4, and 5 out of First Peter chapter 1. Thank you, Deacon Greg. Totally already got it turned to the page. That's where my man is. All right, here we go from the New Living Translation. It says, all praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is by his great mercy that we have been born again. Because God raised Jesus Christ from the dead, now we live with great expectation. I got to read it again. Yeah, because God raised Jesus Christ from the dead, now we live with great expectation. Verse 4, and we have a priceless inheritance. An inheritance that is kept in heaven for you, pure and undefiled, beyond the reach of change and decay. And through your faith, verse 5 says, God is protecting you by his power until you receive this salvation, which is ready to be revealed on the last day for all to see. Now, before you're seated, I want to read those last six words in verse 3. It says, now we live with great expectation. That part right there. You may be seated. Now we live with great expectation. My subject today is living with great expectations. Peter is writing to a group of believers who are hard to reach primarily by letter because their circumstances have them scattered. They're experiencing tremendous burdens and difficult circumstances. And part of their difficult circumstances and challenge is the persecution that they're experiencing because they are followers of Jesus Christ. In their persecution, not only are they being persecuted for being followers of Jesus Christ, but they've also been displaced. In fact, verse 1 says that they are foreigners now, look at this, in the provinces of Pontus and Galatia and Cappadocia and Asia and Bithynia. They don't even have a home now. And Peter says to these displaced people going through persecution and suffering, he says, all praise be to God. All praise be to God. How so? Because he's letting us know right off the bat that praise in its purest sense is not circumstantial. Because God is always worthy of praise no matter what the circumstance. Whether you're displaced, disoriented, disgruntled, discouraged, God is still worthy to be praised. And you see, the thing about it is there is always a